soul-stealing magi.
Flesh-eating creeps.
Yeah, it's just another day at the office for the madhouse. My werewolf partner and I attempt to keep the peace without being torn to pieces. Weep at the wonder.
Howl at the horror.
And keep the light on. It's gonna get dark. This is the 100-handed.
Lost Souls. Episode 12, Stress Fractures.
Let's do this again.
Stop. Please stop. I don't want to hurt you.
Oh, but I want to hurt you.
Ah, die! Die, you fucking bastard! Die! Die! Die!
There you go. Do it.
Shut up!
Which one was that? The 100th? The 1000th? I can't keep track anymore. The only way to make the pain go away is to kill him. Again, and again, and again.
And again.
No. Please, no.
Tired
of this form? I can wear this face for you.
Do you miss me, Michael?
We almost had something special between us once.
Take your hand off my chest. I know.
Feels good, doesn't it? My fingers on your bare skin. How long has it been, Michael?
Almost 30 years. It never would have worked, Vasquez. Not in this lifetime.
It could still work. All you have to do is just give in. You could have whatever you wanted. You could have me.
That's not your speed.
What about me, Michael?
Lily, you're like a daughter to me.
Is that so? You think I never noticed you staring at my ass whenever I had to climb a fence? You think I never noticed your eyes wandering? They don't have to keep wandering. This is what you've always wanted to see, isn't it?
Yes. No! Get out of my head! Get out of my head! Damn it, get out! Get out! Ugh!
Lily disintegrated before my eyes, as though she were nothing more than sand. I looked around, confused. The entire landscape had shifted in the seconds that I had closed my eyes. Trees as far as the eye could see. Damp soil between my toes, dried leaves and brush. The canopy of the woods was thick enough that it was hard to tell what time of day it was.
How are you feeling, Michael?
Stop this. Please, Maya, no more.
Stop? But I think we've just begun. You're a remarkably hard man to break, you know that?
I know that you'll never crack my mind open, you filthy witch.
I totally agree, for once. I've had you in my hands for some 6-odd months now, I think it is. There's been moments, the slightest of instances, where I thought, this is it. He's going to break open like an egg. But you didn't.
Sorry to disappoint you, but if you're still interested in seeing something break open like an egg, let me out of here and I'll be happy to show you what I can do.
Oh, no. No. You see, I can't do that.
Why?
You don't have a body anymore, dear Michael. You haven't had one for some time now. The madhouse thought you were dead. Buried you. But don't fret. I've been working another angle for you, sweet.
Fuck you.
Crass. We'll take care of that.
Jesus Christ, just shut up and get on with the torture.
I've been going through your memories. You're quite the brute for an Imagimancer. Noble, but so full of violence. Ah, here we go. Your memories, unfiltered by your own conscious bias. March 1981, a face snatcher, twisted by the craving, infiltrates the madhouse. Disguised as an instructor, it slips past madhouse security and kills 5 young inklings in your class before you and that loathsome woman take her down.
Vasquez always had a crafty streak to her.
The brutality seems to have left an impression on you.
You try going through something like that at 11 and see how you turn out.
Oh, poor traumatic backstory.
You bitch!
My playground, my rules. This forest, like everything else, is mine. It is no great effort to ask it to restrain you. Ah, here we go. 2016 Christmas. You and Evan Wexler hunt down a crippled tear drinker and slaughter it with a savagery that would make a pack of starving dogs blush.
You don't know what it did to him.
I know exactly what it did. That's the entire point of this, Michael. The entire point is that the totality of your experience is my clay. You have no secrets before my eyes, no shadows, no hidden corners where the skeletons lay tucked away. I see you for what you are, a brute, a hired gun, a killer who uses the endorsement given to him by the madhouse to act out his worst tendencies.
That's rich coming from you.
We're going to play a new game. One I think that you'll like. Maybe you think you won't like it, but deep down, it's very much of your nature. Enjoy!
As she said that, she faded from the scenery as though she'd never been there at all. Her laughter echoed throughout the woods, a cruel sound that had more in common with razor wire than anything resembling mirth. In the distance, I heard shouting, dogs barking, hunters coming for me. The restraints that she'd conjured fell to the dust and began writhing.
You better run, Imagimancer.
I heard the hunters draw closer.
Run.
I didn't break her, I swear.
Oh boy. Vasquez is not gonna
What in the fisting fuck happened?
Drafted Thomas had an incident.
Incident? Half of the fucking training grounds have been demolished! You've knocked Lily unconscious again. How am I gonna explain this?
You don't? You don't explain this. Solomon, what are you doing?
I'm not going to leave Lily out cold.
I mean, after 6 months, I don't know what harm an extra 20 minutes will do.
Yeah, depends.
You going to elaborate?
Nope. She's not coming to.
It might take a little bit. What is this stuff? Why the fuck am I sniffing that much?
Solomon, that isn't...
Oh, sweet Jesus, Solomon. You couldn't... have waited?
The lot of you was so adamant about bringing Lily back, I assumed you would want her to stay conscious.
Whatever. At least the sniffling stopped. Wait, why am I talking so fast?
It's Rush.
Great band, big Tom Sawyer fan.
Not the band. Pretty potent stimulant. Better than smelling salts for getting someone back on their feet. But the flip side is that pretty much anybody else nearby gets a nose full of alchemical pick-me-up that makes Adderall look like sweet tarts.
I gotta say, this ain't my favorite thing y'all have sprung on me. Like, other than Wall Street, who the fuck just jacks up a bunch of their employees on stimulants?
See? I know you're wired. I'm wired too.
I'm definitely pretty buzzed. I don't think I'll be getting any shut-eye anytime soon, but I suppose I needed to get around to going through all these reports. Very interesting stuff coming in.
Great!
Great. The greatest! Wexler, what the fuck are we gonna do? I feel like I'm about to vibrate a dimension over. Why is that?
Because now you will have plenty of energy to investigate one of the few places that might actually have answers to Michael's disappearance.
Where?
A little place called 666th Street.
I see my prey off in the distance, scrabbling down among the hulking remains of towers. Mankind's 20th century folly on full display. The skyscrapers jut out of the earth like the broken fingers of a decaying giant. A scent carries across the air, a mixture of life long gone and something far less poetic. A snapshot of the dungeon flits through my mind, so brief I almost don't even register it through the blistering heat of the expanding sun. The dungeon. The man that lived there was the prisoner. I am not that man. Not anymore. There was a forest, also. An endless cycle of being run down by men with weapons and dogs. Day after day, in the freezing cold, hiding, cowering, dying. Dying in all manner of horrific ways. Then the Golden Lady appeared one night. She led me out of the forest and into this blasted land. Now I hunt. My skin's blistered from the heat, my lips craggy and flaking. I grip the simple spear that I've used to hunt the others.
I know you're here somewhere. Leave me alone!
Alone! Alone!
The voice is vaguely familiar. I've killed this man 557 times. I will kill him 557 more. At first I killed to keep the other from hurting me. Now I kill to keep from hurting myself. Each kill is a minor liberation, a slight turn of the key in a lock with countless tumblers. Still, I am trapped.
I've got a gun!
He's got a gun, he says. You think that scares me?
Kill him!
Not even close, boy. I found my way onto the second floor of a rotting department store. There's glass all over the floor, but my feet find all the right places to step. I am quieter than the breath of a ghost. Below, the prey can't help but make noise.
Butcher, animal, savage.
Without warning, the emotions I've been repressing break through.
Why am I here? Oh God, why am I here?
My precious child, you are here to fulfill your purpose.
Make the bad voice go away.
Always with you, never going away.
Please make the voice stop.
Only you can make it stop. You have to fulfill your purpose and it will stop.
My purpose, yes. What must I do?
Tear him apart, kill him, kill.
Please, lady, tell me.
Place your faith in me and I shall guide you.
Drop the spear, Michael. No, don't leave. What? Who are you talking to? Toss the damn spear down!
Weak? Pathetic. What kind of hunter allows this prey to get the drop on him?
Back the fuck up! Near the edge, now!
The rabbit finds a gun and a few bullets and now thinks itself a fox. I've been tracking you for days, rabbit. I'm so damn thirsty. I'll drink your blood when this is done, rabbit.
My name is... On your knees!
I'm not that thirsty.
Shut up!
You already cocked it once. Did you just uncock it to cock it again and intimidate me? Your name. You said it was... Why? Why can't I think of his name?
The Prey. The Rabbit.
The Rabbit approached, quivering as he did. Come a little closer now, Rabbit. I've got a surprise for you.
His eyes. There are all the dirt in his eyes.
Hands up. Hands up! Oh! Oh, my eyes!
Now!
My goal of me!
Firearm! Decline. Slam his arm. Break! Break!
Oh, the gun! No!
The Rabbit kicks me in the stomach. The kid's got a leg on him. He pushes off and away from me, towards the firearm. His fingers wrap around the gun.
Take the pistol apart.
I don't need the voice to tell me that. The Rabbit brings the pistol up, and as he does, I jam the slide back, press down on the lock levers, and the slide falls uselessly to the floor.
Shit! The little rabbit lost his teeth. Fuck you.
Too slow, Rabbit.
Let go of my hand!
This little piggy went to market.
He's looking for another weapon.
Do you think you'll find something in that trash pile that will save you? We've done
something.
This time and
time
again.
There's gotta be something. It's broken glass!
No pain, because there's no shoe.
A little sliver of glass in my hand will not deter me. The wind has left his lungs. I fall upon him, pressing my full weight onto my opponent so that he cannot get up. I pull the shard of glass from my palm.
No! No, wait!
Another hunt
wait.
Complete.
You can't do this to me! You're an Imagimancer! Remember who you are. Your name is... I work with you.
The storm in my mind breaks. Everything is gold. Everything is right.
Everything is gold. Everything is right.
He's dead.
Can you make the bad voice stop?
That depends. How long have you been here, my champion?
How long? I do not know. There was the dungeon. The prisoner who was not even a man. Was he me? Then the false freedom. The knights in the forest. Being stalked by the Imagimancers. The prisoner had become the target. The target. I killed again. And again. The prisoner killed for a brief respite from the pain. The target killed for a brief respite from the anxiety. Now I stalk these wastes. I kill. I do not know why. Apparition. Angel. Can you tell me?
It is a test.
A test?
Who are you?
A man of pain.
Wrong. Who are you?
The hunter.
Do you remember who you were?
The target.
Before that?
Prisoner.
Before?
I closed my eyes, felt the pulse of the blood dripping through the gash on my palm. The stages rolled before my mind's eye. Hunter, target, prisoner. What is a man before he is a prisoner? He is no man at all. He is nothing if he does not know what it is like to be nothing.
Well?
There was no before.
Excellent, my champion. Excellent.
The Hundred Handed is a Madhouse Radio production, created and written by Tom Trest, directed by Brooke Pilafont, theme music by Ian Flores, sound engineering by Tom Trest, featuring the voice of Steven Cruiser as Michael Washington, Gage Richter as Evan Wexler, Brooke Pilafont as V, Cynthia Cruiser as Solomon, Dana Williams as Vasquez, Deanna Lalich as Lily Thomas, Kimberly Gates as Maya, and Joey Chance as Kind Eric.